The second year of Obamacare enrollment has been extended to the end of the month, but regardless of how many more people pick up health coverage, millions will remain uninsured. WNYC's Fred Mogul recently visited a clinic where med school students offer free health care to people who may not get it anywhere else.
On a busy Saturday morning at a clinic near Union Square, a patient named Alicia meets Sarah Stream.
So I'm a fourth-year medical student here at NYU.
Sarah, cuarto año, doctora.
Uh-huh. Stream uses a translator to take a medical history from Alicia, who asks not to use her full name since she's in the country illegally.
She feels depressed, okay? She has eyesight problems, okay? And she has headaches.
Stream questions Alicia thoroughly, tackling one problem at a time.
The burning in your stomach, can you describe more about when that happens?
Little by little, Stream teases out of Alicia a complicated story about the life filled with domestic violence she left behind in Guatemala last summer. Stream's translator, Dr. Amarillis Cortijo, helps with the diagnosis.
A lot of the symptoms that she has are somatic.
Cortijo is co-director of NYU's Student Free Clinic.
We'll have to deal with some of the complaints that are somatic, mm-hmm. and then try to get to the root, which is probably a lot of the emotional turbulence that's taking place.
Caring for the uninsured and their often complicated problems is just one of the things med school students do in this voluntary program. They fundraise, they staff the reception desk, they coordinate lab tests and follow-up care, and increasingly, they help drum up business for the clinic. Co-director Dr. Sarah Nosel says patient traffic dropped off initially after Obamacare took effect.
A lot of our patients had been sort of freelance people who were the most likely to benefit from the changes in health coverage.
So the NYU students have had to go out recruiting in a way they didn't need to before.
To places where there were patients who were left out of the benefits of these new health plans, and reached out to communities where undocumented people were, churches and community centers, and made them aware of our resources.
Six of the city's med schools operate free clinics. They're typically open once a week to treat a few dozen patients, a small fraction of the city's estimated 1 million uninsured. But there's a payoff, says Dr. Neil Kalman, who heads the Institute for Family Health. His network hosts NYU students at the Union Square Clinic and Albert Einstein students at another one in the Bronx.
This is an opportunity for medical students to get involved in sort of the business end of seeing what healthcare is like for people who don't have the same kind of access that they have to it.
Kalman says it's ironic that students from elite institutions like NYU and Einstein come to his facilities to treat the uninsured, while the main NYU and Einstein hospitals have a record of taking on few low-income patients.
Both of them are a block away from a city hospital, and so they've been able to really put off the responsibility for the care of people on Medicaid and the people who are uninsured to the city hospital.
At the Union Square Clinic, Alicia doesn't appear to need hospital care, but she will need a lot of help to stabilize her health. Dr. Cortijo decides to take Alicia into her own practice in Harlem in the Bronx. There, Alicia can get ongoing primary care, plus mental health counseling, all for free if she has no money to pay.
It's a lot to take on, but we take it on. I mean, somebody's got to do it, and we're not going to be able to relieve it. I mean, I would like to have a magic wand and relieve her of, I can see the suffering in her eyes. But the only thing we can do is basically walk hand in hand with her and try to show her that there is at least a little kindness, you know, in the world. Cuando me vea a mí, okay? Y tranquila. Relax, try to calm down a little bit, okay?
As Alicia walks out of the clinic, she seems a little overwhelmed by all the follow-up tests and treatments that lie ahead. Later, though, by phone, she sounds more upbeat.
I have hope that with this help that they're giving me, my physical health will get better.
And for Sarah Stream, the medical student who first saw Alicia, there's a satisfying difference between treating patients at her home base, NYU's Tisch Hospital, and the student-free clinic at Union Square.
Here, a patient may not have seen a doctor in the past 10 years. Patients may not have ever seen a doctor. While they're here, I want to figure out what's wrong and figure out how I can help them the most, because we don't know when they're going to see a doctor again.
Stream is in her last semester. After that, whether she keeps seeing uninsured patients will depend on where she does her residency and where she sets up shop. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.